The Catholic Pope. The Catholic Pope is the epitome of the Christian religion. What does he do? He sits and sits. He is like an empty shell. He has no personality. He is just a waste of a human being who just sits and sits. This is the epitome of a Christian saint. People really don't need to go to the bother of carting these deadbeats around. One just needs to bring their picture and prop it up where it can be seen. This saves a lot of time, trouble, energy, and it serves the same purpose. The same goes for these so-called saints. They say nothing. A perfect slave has no personality whatsoever. This is the complete opposite of spirituality. Spirit means life, feeling, motivation, essence, and purpose. True spirituality is not a characteristic of one who moves about as if they have a motion-sensitive bomb strapped to them, or one who stares into space like a catatonic. One with spirit lives their life to the fullest. The Catholic Pope and company are prime examples of the anti-life and anti-spirituality of their death-promoting religion. The appearance of the Catholic Pope is much like that of dragging around a rotted corpse. There are reports that the top clergy in the Vatican at one time made a pact with the alien Greys, souls in exchange for wealth. The Greys harvest human souls in a massive energy they call the One. The Christian religion has no spirituality. It is all material and focused upon death. Last year, when the pedophilia scandals were finally out of the Vatican's control, the Catholic Pope addressed Satan as His Infernal Majesty. It can be seen in front of the world that this Pope of theirs has really gotten a spiritual beat down. Okay, this sermon was primarily written about that Pope John Paul II idiot, but also applies to a very large number of those popes. I wrote this in 2002. Hail Satan!